potentially happen. So we moving forward. I think it's not all doom and gloom. It's still gonna get a lot worse before it gets better. But I mean, looking at household spending, people are still spending more. Andile and them are still buying clothes. Household spending for clothes and footwear is growing by 8.5%. So it's not all doom and gloom. We are gonna get there, but you know what they say? It's always darkest before dawn.
Absolutely, you're right. Gladwin, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. Always a pleasure having you on the show, my brother.
Thank you very much. Cheers, guys, out there in Sweden.
Bye.
Cheers, Gladwin.
Cheers.
Part-time Scott Tiny, signing out. Thank you. Yeah, so there you go. You heard it from a UJ former graduate who's an economics graduate saying that, you know, this is what we had reaped previously, and now we're seeing the results of it. Yeah. It's just a really, really shocking state to see the country in. Yeah. You know, we're still fighting as to what's happening with Eskom, but, you know, if you can't supply a sustainable, electrical flow for the whole country, this is gonna be the effect of it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately now, as much as we have a very business-minded president, and let's be honest, he inherited a shiz show.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Like, he inherited an absolute mess, and he's been trying to fix it one investor at a time and trying to get more investment into the country.
Look, I'm less sympathetic to the president. I mean, I don't know. I think, should you reward someone or give someone some slack if they saw the fire and just watched it?
No, but what if I saw the fire and I could do nothing about it, and when I came in, the house was already on fire, now I'm trying to put the fire out. Are you going to blame me for starting the fire?
No, I don't think he's that innocent. I really don't. I personally think he's still treated with kid gloves.
Who is innocent in government, though?
Yeah,
it's about showing that you're trying to do something and you're trying to, you know, change what's
you know what?
Been done. Yeah.
That's true. I thought Minister Nathi Ntetwa's hands were clean.
Yeah.
Until I read a book by Mandy Wynne and I realized that his hands were not clean when he was part of the SAPS, that there was a lot of mismanagement of funds and the Secret Service, and there was so much that was happening. And I realized, wow, this guy is not as clean as people portray him to be. Neither is Becky Cele, who was accused of signing a lease to relocate the police headquarters to Pretoria to one of his friends who had bought the building. And in fact, it had turned out his friend hadn't even bought the building yet. His friend bought the building after the lease was signed.
Yeah, look, I think the problem is, unfortunately, in South Africa at the moment, as much as there are people like Andile who disagree that he's doing a good job, but unfortunately, he's the best of the worst.
I've got one thing to say, and one thing only, and I want people to follow through with it: accountability.